You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Well, it's December, and in warm climates like Southern California, some people still have their tomatoes going. I just pulled mine out after Thanksgiving last week. Now, after a tomato year plagued with blight, it might be a good idea to take some extra precautions to protect your plants the next time around. Cleaning your tomato cages is one extra step you can take to prevent the reintroduction of blight back into the garden next year. There are a number of ways to do this. You can spray your tomato cages with hydrogen peroxide in a spray bottle, or a mixture of one part bleach to nine parts water. Whatever you choose to use, leave the mixture on the cages for at least an hour. Now, some folks even fill trash cans with a bleach water solution and soak their cages in it for a little while. Now, if you live in a cold climate, you can simply leave your cages out in the snow, and nature's harsh weather will do the work for you. But on the other hand, sunlight is also known to sanitize cages as well, so you may want to try that too. Either way, if you care about rust, make sure that you dry your treated cages before putting them away for the season. And speaking of tomatoes and winter, it's time to get your 2011 calendar. And for a limited time, on the website, we are offering the 2011 Tomatoes Calendar, which is a month-by-month guide to growing tomatoes that's color-coded for regions across the country. Check it out on the website and start dreaming of next year's crop. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.